Palestinians detained in Israeli jails went on a one-day hunger strike in East Jerusalem al-Quds to commemorate Prisoners' Day and to draw attention to the violations and human rights abuses against Palestinian political prisoners. This footage, which was recently released, shows Israeli armed personnel from the Control and Restraint Unit Masada during a surprise raid to inspect Palestinian prisoners in a Negev prison in October 2007. The raid was carried out at 2 a.m. and sparked riot. The Israeli armed personnel responded with tear gas and deadly live ammunition. Palestinian prisoner Muhammad al-Ashqar sustained an injury in the head from a bullet fired at a close range. He later died. Dozens of other prisoners were also injured. The release of this video came on the eve of Palestinian Prisoners' Day and has enraged family members of prisoners held in Israeli jails. (8,000 Palestinians are held up in Israeli jails. Relatives of Palestinian prisoners and human rights activists have gathered outside Shatta prison to commemorate Palestinian Prisoners' Day and to protest Israel's inhumane treatment of Palestinian prisoners. Despite Israeli claims that torture and the abuse of prisoners have been outlawed and no longer occur, Palestinian prisoners continue to accuse Israelis of physical and psychological abuse, medical negligence, and the refusal to see their relatives that come visit them.
We visit prisoners frequently to listen to their cause and to fight for their rights and their release.
Palestinians from East Jerusalem al-Quds and Palestinians in Israel came out together to commemorate Prisoners' Day and to demand the release of their loved ones.
We have been in this struggle since 1936. I am here today to voice my solidarity with all Palestinian prisoners, including my son.
I'm here in solidarity with all prisoners, no matter who they are. My son was a prisoner but was recently liberated. I don't need to see a video to know about the suffering of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails. We've known this and felt it all the time.
Human rights activists are demanding those responsible for the killing of Muhammad al-Ashqar to be put on trial, but were skeptical that this will in fact happen due to the legal system in Israel. To this day, over 200 Palestinian prisoners have died inside Israeli prisons. According to Palestinian officials, the deaths were the result of torture, medical negligence, and shooting. Ibrahim Husseini, Press TV, from the Jordan Valley city of Bisan, outside Shatta prison.